In the middle of Name That Tune, listener Scott had the lead. We didn't make him wait through the hold, so he and Tyler retire as champions. Each get lucky idiot accounts to freebeerandhotwings.com. Reminder, virtual live at night tonight, a VLAN, a live at night talk show with us. No FCC. Get a little more raunchy, a little more free. That starts at 6 o'clock Eastern for those who are annual fancy idiots. You can sign up or upgrade today. Let's meet our contestants who will join us this time around. This is Dustin in Albany and Dennis in Green Bay. Hello, Dustin and Dennis. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You guys may have heard the last time. Buzz in with your name when you know the answer. Get the artist and title right of Name That Tune, and you will get a point. Lucky it accounts for both of you. See?
All right. We are on to tune number 7. Unfortunately, the woman in this 1965 Motown hit perceives herself as trapped in a romantic relationship with a man who just isn't good for her. She is reminded of him. She's reminded of him everywhere she goes and even dreams about him. Rolling Stone magazine named the song on the list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. The song has been used in movies like Good Morning Vietnam in 1987 and is often used at major sporting events, particularly during baseball games. Tommy, was that?
Nope, not yet.
Okay.
Not
yet. Here is tune number 7.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Nowhere to Run, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
That's correct.
Look at that. I get it.
Dustin and Dennis, we didn't have a chance on that. By the way, the theme is stuck.
No. Yes.
Stuck.
Yeah. Stuck. Kelly and Maitland stuck in the airport for the last 24 hours or so. Which makes sense. I mean, the weather's just been terrible everywhere.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
it's always terrible at Newark.
I know.
Yeah, there's tornadoes everywhere.
Yep. Tune number 8. Persistence is the name of the game. For this singer in this 1960 chart-topping rock and roll single, he sings about having such steadfast stick-to-itiveness as he pursues his honey that she won't be able to avoid him or shake him off.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Hot Wings.
Stuck on You, Elvis Presley.
Yes, sir.
Shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake, but you'll never shake me.
Okay.
No, sorry. I'm gonna stick like glue.
Yeah.
Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your
second week at the radio station, my very first radio station, which was the second time I was ever in a studio. The way that board worked is if you flipped the key switch to the left, it was in audition, which means it doesn't go on the air. And if you flip it to the right, it goes on the air. I was still learning that. And this song came out and I went, ooh, I'll sing along and I can hear my voice in the headphones, which was still new and novel and hasn't worn off yet. And I was singing along and the phone rang. And it's this very nice woman who worked 1 hour a week at the radio station named Pat Povey. I had met her one time. Hi, Greg. Hi, Pat. What's happening? Are you singing Elvis on the radio? No. Yes! Ah! Oh, God. And all they could hear was, oh, 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 oh.
Did that phone call go through, too?
Oh, you never thought of that, did you?
I honestly have no idea until you just asked right now. I never even considered that as a possibility.
Are you singing Elvis and talking on the phone?
It's me, Pat, again.
I can hear myself. Oh, God. Honestly, Tommy, it may have. Oh, boy.
That is awesome.
All right, we move on to tune number 9. The lovelorn fella in this song is not giving up his fight. Evidently lacking a cell phone, he's stuck at a payphone, placing an angst-filled call to his former sweetheart.
Tommy. Payphone. What's it called? No.
Dustin.
No, I got it. Maroon 5.
What was that?
Payphone, Maroon 5.
Yes.
I think you said Mayroon 5.
I think you said Mailroom 5.
No, no, no.
No point, judges.
Mayroon 5.
Dustin.
Maroon 5, payphone.
There you go. Hey, good job.
Point for Dustin. I thought it was primitive radio god standing outside a phone booth with money in my hand.
No,
you know that song?
No, yeah, I do.
You do?
Yes. Barely.
All right, Dustin and Dennis, it's your time to shine.
All right, we are on to tune number 10. This pop star wrote this song about a particularly aggressive groupie who he couldn't get away from. He explained, "I wrote this song, and it was not about Lady Diana. It was about a certain kind of girl that hangs around concerts or clubs. You know, they call them groupies."
Free beer.
Free beer.
Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Oh.
This is from his Spooky Sounds at the Beginning of Songs era.
Yes. He went on to say, "I've lived with this all my life. These girls, they do everything with the band. You know, everything you could imagine."
Yeah. But what could he imagine? Right? I mean, he always seemed odd enough that everything for him might have been like, "Oh, these groupies keep holding my hands."
Yeah. We're on to tune number 11. This song is about this band's lead singer watching the relationship his mother was stuck in with his stepfather. The lyrics are about settling in a relationship because you honestly don't think you can do any better or deserve any better. Anybody?
Nope.
No.
This is tune number 11. Nobody. Bet you'll know it right about here.
Free beer.
Boston.
Free beer.
Pearl Jam, Better Man.
Yes.
I knew that intro. We never played that intro on the air.
Yeah, the radio version was usually cut.
Guys, I have 4. That's a lot for me.
Killing it.
Good. Yeah, you're doing good. I got 2.
Scott has 2 from the first round. Tyler 1. Alex 2. Tommy 1. Dustin 1. Tommy should have had 2, but he said mailroom 5 if we check the tape. Mm. Definitely said mailroom 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said phone book.
Did not say phone book.
Yeah. Phone book, mailroom 5. No. God.
All right. Number, let's see. Number 12. This song is about a guy stranded on a remote island. One day, he finds a bottle, puts a message in it.
Hot wings. And
hot wings.
I could be wrong. I want to say Roxanne, but I'm going to go with Message in a Bottle by the Police.
That's correct. Man, how'd you get that one?
Intuition.
Message in a bottle.
This is the final one, guys.
Okay.
Tune number 13 on Name That Tune, where the common theme is stuck, as our very own Kelly and Maitland try very hard to make their way back from our time on Cape Cod, but they are stuck in an airport. Final song. Originally an upbeat reggae tune by Jamaican singer Jimmy Cliff, the singer transformed the song into Hot Wings.
I Can See Clearly Now by Johnny Nash.
No.
Hmm.
Incorrect.
Dennis.
The singer transformed.
Dennis.
Oh, Dennis.
Eric Clapton, I Just Got to Share.
Nope. Sorry. Hmm. The singer transformed this song into a slow building, intense rock song that has been a fan favorite staple at his concerts. The singer made minor alterations to the lyrics, changing lines like "evil concentrated must be disintegrated" to "I'll teach my eyes to see beyond these walls in front of me," which shifted the message from imminent escape to a more obstinate determination.
Okay.
I'd be surprised if anyone knows this one.
Okay.
Here it is, tune number 13. Even after listening to the whole song, I don't think you'll know it.
Whoa, is this from Kelly's Big Bag of Hits?
There's got to be one every week.
I know this song very well, and I like it a lot.
So it's Springsteen.
No, never mind.
There we go.
Oh. Tommy buzzed in.
No, no, he didn't.
Tommy.
No!
Tommy. Tommy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, yes. Now that I know it's the boss, I was going to say Whitesnake, Here I Go Again, but...
No, the boss did not have a song called Whitesnake, Here I Go Again.
Yeah, unfortunate there, isn't it?
Well, you just have to guess another song.
Oh, do I?
Yes.
Oh, he's known for the Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen.
That is incorrect.
No. Basically identical. Well, it seems like I'm caught
up in your trap again. He's already said the title.
Okay, like I'm out. But it seems.
No.
Free beer.
A free beer.
Bruce Springsteen, Caught Up in Your Tragedy.
No. You got one of the words wrong, and it's the key word.
Yeah, Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Caught Up in Your Trap by Bruce
Springsteen. Too many words and not enough of one word.
Oh, free beer.
Free beer.
Caught Up in Your Trapeze.
No. No. Hot Wings. Tommy.
Dustin.
Dustin.
Caught in Your Tragedy?
No.
All right, Dennis, bring it home.
Dennis.
Bruce Springsteen caught in
No.
Hot Wings.
Free beer. Hot Wings.
In Your Trap.
No.
Free beer.
Free beer.
In Your Tragedy.
No. Bruce... No.
Free beer.
Free beer.
In Your Tragedigitation.
No. Like... It's not tragedy.
Hot Wings.
What is it?
Hot Wings.
Caught Trap. Springsteen.
No.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Caught in Your Strategy.
No.
Yes, it was. Play it again. You're wrong.
Okay. Well, it seems
like I'm caught up in your trap. Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Oh, my God. It still didn't hear.
Caught Up in Your Tragedy.
Free beer.
No. Free beer.
Caught Up in Your Traveling. Bruce Springsteen.
No.
What the hell, man?
No.
Hot Wings.
No. Play Hot Wings.
Caught Up in Your Trap.
No. 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 Almost yes.
What?
What the hell?
Play it again.
Dennis.
Hot Wings.
Dennis.
Hot Wings.
Trap.
Almost.
Your Trap.
Dennis.
No, too many words.
Trap you.
Dennis. No.
Free beer.
Dennis.
Dennis. Bruce Springsteen, I Am Caught in Your Trap.
No.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Bruce Springsteen, Fur Trapper.
No.
Hot Wings.
Tommy.
Hot Wings.
Your Trap.
No.
Shut Your
Tommy.
Trap.
Bruce Springsteen, Mouse Trap.
Free no.
Beer. Free beer.
Come on.
Free beer.
Springsteen, Trapping.
No. But probably the closest, I guess.
Hot Wings.
Dustin.
Hot Wings.
Trapper Keeper.
Yeah. No.
What is it?
Trap.
Oh, yeah. Headstrong.
Tommy. Wait.
Who said that?
Yeah, wait. Yeah. Dustin?
Dustin.
Dustin, what did you say?
Bruce Springsteen, Trap.
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah, we said that. No. Dustin and Dennis, well done. Hold on.
Okay. good will conquer. So too much of some words and not enough of another.
Now I get it.
Now you get it.
Yeah. I still hate you for it.
Oh,
look, I have to score this game with the respect it deserves.
And that it normally is given.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a song that was put out on an album?
It was on an Essentials album. I don't know if it was ever on it.
Are you sure it wasn't non-essentials?
An actual album.
He's got 91 songs everyone's heard of, and she picked this one.
And it doesn't even say stuck in it.
Well, it fits the theme, I guess. Oh, turn it back up. It's building.
I'm not turning it back up. We're way late.